Continuing discussion of Vishnu Sahasranama, I'd like to thank again regular listeners to this series of talks on Vishnu Sahasranama. It means that you have a taste for hearing about Krishna, and not just in some superficial way or in a decked-up entertainment kind of way, but really wanting to understand Krishna as satya, the truth, the reality. So I'm obliged to all of you. Satya is the name under discussion. The third occurrence of this name in Vishnu Sahasranama, and the second talk I'm going to give now on this third occurrence of the name Satya in Vishnu Sahasranama. It's very well known. Satya means truth. It's also understandable in various other ways, similar ways. Satya Sandha Tirtha of the Madhva Sampradaya, he gives the understanding of this name, Sadbhavanam Yapati Iti Satya. So Sadbhavana, this is also a well-known term among more cultured circles in Indian society. It means good feeling, good intentions, good attitude, good wishes to all. So, and Yapati gives the sense of leading towards. So, Sadbhavanam Yapati Iti Satya. Vishnu is he who leads, it's not stated who exactly, but it's understood, the pious people, particularly his devotees, toward a proper way of thinking, a compassionate disposition, proper disposition. Satyadeva Vashishta gives the explanation. Satsu, sadhu svabhaveshu paramahita karit vena mahapurusha puja nitya paramahita kari cha ityartha. He, Vishnu, is known as Satya because he is the best among those who have the sattvic quality of being inclined to help others, to perform activities for other benefit. And because of this, he is worshipped by those who themselves are engaged in beneficial activities for others. It's deep meaning given by Satyadeva Vashishta, who, although not a famous sadhu, he passed away in the, must have been the 1970s sometime. He was such a person himself, selfless, acting as a doctor, didn't keep money for himself, would spend money for others, just a doctor for the sake of wanting to help others and helping others also by giving knowledge of Shastra, by praising Vishnu through Vishnu Sahasranam. He wasn't a Vaishnav per se, but he certainly very much fitted the description that Srila Prabhupada gave, that every Hindu in India is Krishna conscious, at least to some extent. The disposition to do good for others. The universe is good. The universe is satya. The universe is real. Ultimately, everything is good and everything is real. Although this world is temporary and illusory, it cannot be considered wholly unreal. We'll come back to that a little later in this discussion of the name Satya. T.S. Raghavendran of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya has given 34 different Shastra Pramanas to demonstrate the meaning that Vishnu is Satya. Of course, there are so many statements in Shastra with the word Satya relating directly or indirectly to Vishnu. And this saintly Sri Vaishnava scholar, T.S. Raghavendran, has collected 34 of such pramanas or shastric evidences. Well-known statement, when I say well-known statement, it means probably most of my listeners will not have heard it. Many times, especially in this series of Vishnu Sahasranama talks, I refer to well-known statements from shastras, which probably I suspect most of the listeners to this series of Vishnu Sahasranama talks, when I say a well-known statement, many of them they may not be familiar with. When I say well-known, I mean it's well-known among those who regularly study shastra, the commentaries on shastra, because statements such as the one which I'm about to quote are commonly cited in commentaries on shastra. I'm going to quote from Taittiriya Upanishad. Tat satyam iti achakshase, which, like so many statements in shastra, could be understood in many ways, because these words, we're dealing with concepts here. Satya is a name of Vishnu. His qualities are described throughout Vishnu Sahasranama, but just like the name Satya, truth, truthfulness, reality, it's from our intellectual perspective, it is a concept. And the very nature of Sanskrit language, grammar, etymology, is such that it can lend itself, in many cases, lends itself to multiple meanings, especially when we're dealing with philosophical, theological, metaphysical topics, as we are in Vishnu Sahasranama, in Vedanta in general, when we're dealing in Ayurveda, for instance, we're dealing with very specific directions about the nature of diseases, the cause of diseases, the cures for diseases, the procedures to be followed, the nature of various herbs, how they are to be combined and processed and prescribed, and so many other topics. It's very specific. But with metaphysical topics, Parokshavada Rishiyo, Parokshang Cha Mama Priyaha. Krishna says that the rishis, they speak in indirect ways, and that is also pleasing to me. Now, for someone who is Tattvadarshi, who has seen the truth, he will find Vishnu in every syllable of the Vedic literature, in various, what shall we say, very obvious ways and other subtle ways also. So, this, getting back to this, tat satyam iti achakshase, it can be explained in various ways, but an explanation given here, one of the translators also from Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Ananta Rangacharya, translates this in English as, Brahman is one of good deeds, one who performs good deeds. From the Aditya Purana, T.S. Raghavendran quotes, another quote that he gives, a verse which really emphasizes the term satya by repeatedly repeating it, reiterating it. A shloka from the Aditya Purana. Satyesham satya sankalpam satyam satyavratam harim satyacharam satyayonim satyasirsham aham bhaje. I worship again, this can be interpreted in so many ways. The controller of everything that is true and real, or he who is the real controller, whose wishes become real, who is truth himself, who's true to his vows, whose behavior is true, sincere, or satyacharya, who has the quality of being a real guide for human society, who is the real source of everything, who is the real head of everything. Madhvacharya, in his Bhagavat Tatparya, on the word satyam, as in the very first words of Srimad Bhagavatam, the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, satyam param dhimahi, he comments here on the word satyam as satyam nirduka nitya nirati shaya ananda anubhava swarupam. He whose very nature is truth, without a trace of sorrow, eternal, none higher than him, eternally blissful. Another quote from Madhvacharya's, satyo hi Bhagavan Vishnu sadgunatvat prakirtitaha. Vishnu is called satya because of his infinite auspicious attributes. Here taking sat in the term in terms of sadguna, good qualities. The word satya also comes in the Ishopanishad, mantra 15. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitang mukham. And in his commentary on this, Sri Madhvacharya states that Vishnu is called satya because he is full of infinite auspicious attributes. The same point he's making, the same point he made in his Bhagavat Tatparya, he makes again in his Ishavasya Upanishad Bhasha. And then to see his real face, remove the curtain of illusion. The prayer is there. Remove the curtain of illusion to reveal his real face, show himself to his devotees. Jayatirtha, the great Madhva Sampradaya Acharya Jayatirtha, glosses in his Karma Nirnaya Tika, glosses the word satya to mean swatantra, who is independent. So that is the meaning of param. That's another feature of param satya, who is independent. I discussed this in some detail in previous expositions of this name satya and in a series of talks that I gave on the opening verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. From Mundakopanishad, a verse, the first line of which is very well known. I'll read the whole verse. Satyam eva jayate. Actually, this statement, satyam eva jayate, this is very well known. The full first line is satyam eva jayate nandritam. And the full verse is satyam eva jayate nandritam. Satyena pantavitato devayanaha. Yena kramantya rishayo hi aptakama yatra tat satyasya paramam nidhanam. And again, This can be interpreted in various ways. Truth conquers, or by truth one can conquer. Truth is the means to conquer, not untruth. Ritta is a synonym of satya, although the etymological derivation is different, but it comes to the same point with various nuanced understandings. So, satyameva jayate nan ritam. Satyena panta vitato devayanaha. The path of truth is the way to Deva, which we can understand here to mean the Supreme Lord. Yena akramanti rishayo. By following that path, the rishis, the sages, hiapta karma, their desires were fulfilled. Rishis are persons who have no material desires or cultivate having no material desires. Their desire is liberation, or beyond that, back to home, back to Godhead. And that yatra tat sadyasya paramam nidhanam, the sages, attaining all their desires, entered the transcendental world of He who is the Supreme Truth. And again, this verse can be translated and understood in various ways. Madhvacharya, and the devotees, acharyas in his sampradaya, they analyze this verse in this way. Satyameva jayati. Those devotees who have eternal devotion to satya, those who are fixed in satya. Satya means Vishnu, so those who have devotion to him, they will ultimately conquer. Here we're talking about conquering over illusory existence. Nan ritam. Those who are enemies of Vishnu, who conceive of themselves as enemies of Vishnu, they won't reach the truth. If you're not on the path of truth, if you're opposed to truth, how are you going to find truth? Here comes the big discussion of relative truth and absolute truth. Persons who are on the path, persons who are absorbed in relative truths, can never understand the absolute truth, or even that there is an absolute truth, which is what we really need to know. We should stop acting and thinking and identifying with the relative truths of this world and understand ourselves, our real true situation is in relation to the absolute truth. Jiva Swarupoi, Krishna Nitya Das. Our eternal relationship, position, is as the servant of Krishna. Why will the enemies of Vishnu not reach him? Yatra satyasya paramam nidhanam. Because his place, the world of Vishnu, is the place of truth. And again, by untruth you don't come to truth. Tat. Tat refers to the spiritual world. Yena apta kama rishaya akramanti. Those worlds, the Vaikuntha worlds, are reached by rishis who are on that path. Sapanta satyena, by truth, by Vishnu alone, one can traverse that path. Vitata, the path is spread over, covered, laid out by him. Hence, Vishnu is called satya. Chandogya Upanishad states, etasya brahmano nama satyamiti. This is a definitive statement, that definitive because it's actually giving a definition. that this Brahman is called Satya. So Brahman means Satya. And Satyamiti Uchyate Sadbhi Setas Chapi Vidharanat. Vishnu is called Satya because he is the connecting bridge for the sattvic souls. He helps them to go over. So Brahman means Satya, Brahman means Vishnu, Satya means Vishnu. And Vishnu, another reason why he's called Satya is because he is the bridge by which the sattvic souls can cross out of this world into the spiritual world. One name of Vishnu, which is given in Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Text 11, is Satyakrit, which means he who makes, krit means makes, Satya. He who makes that which is real. Srila Prabhupada glosses Satyakrit as his creation is real. Srila Prabhupada discussed this point several times. I'm going to read from a conversation that Srila Prabhupada had in Los Angeles in 1972, May the 26th, discussing the point that some philosophers say, followers of Shankaracharya prominently, among others, say that this world is false. Srila Prabhupada in this regard said, "Why shall I say that the creation of God is false? That is an insult. If some Mayavadi philosopher comes and says that, oh, you have created this Krishna conscious institution, it is all false. So what shall I think?" Srila Prabhupada said. "What shall I think? What a nonsense that I've worked so hard and after you say something, he says it's false. It's an insult. I'll not be very much happy," Prabhupada said. Similarly, God's such a nice creation. Nice here in the sense that the effect of living in it is not nice, but it's very well set up. God's such a nice creation. Why shall I say it's false? And if he is true, if you accept that God or Brahma is Satyam, the Mayavadis, one of their slogans, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya, Brahma is real, Satya, and this world is false. But then Srila Prabhupada says, if he is true, why shall he create something false? That theory, Srila Prabhupada said, we don't accept. We say that it is temporary. This world is temporary, illusory, but not totally false. Just like a dream is illusory, but at some level, a dream exists. So it's real in one sense and illusory in another. Here's a very sweet narration, which I extracted from the commentary on Sri Ramayana, rendered in English, by Vidvan Gauranga Prabhu, that a king of the Chola dynasty, I'm now here sitting in Tamil Nadu, and those who've heard of the history of this land have heard of the Chola dynasty, previously a prominent dynasty in the land that is now, or the state that is now known as Tamil Nadu. So once a king of the Chola dynasty asked the great scholar and devotee, Madhya Viti Bhattaraka, how Ram could grant liberation to Jatayu when Ram, in this Leela, he considers himself a human. Ram says, Atmanam Manushang Manye, I consider myself a man. The king, the Maharaj, was greatly pleased by this answer. Satyena Lokasjayati. This is the first line of a verse from Ramayana. Satyena Lokasjayati Dinandanena Raghavaha Gurush Susrushaya Viro Dhanusha Yudhi Shatravan. Raghava, beloved name for beloved Rama. Raghava brings the worlds under control through truthfulness. Truthfulness, specifically the truthfulness that benefits others. He brings the poor under control. Because he's king, he controls others. So he brings the poor under control by giving them charity. He controls in the sense that he obliges to himself the gurus, his gurus, by submissive, meek, sincere service. And he brings the great heroes who fight him in battle, he brings them under control through his famous bow. We just discussed recently, Dhanurdhara, the holder of a bow, Rama. So, this way we can understand, he is completely identified with Satya. When we say Satya, we can say it's a concept, but it's integral in Bhagavan Vishnu and was particularly seen in the character of Sri Rama, because he is Maryada Purushottam, the form of the Supreme Lord who particularly demonstrates to people of this world the following of Dharma, remaining within the limits prescribed by Dharma. I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text 26 to 30. Srila Prabhupada writes, "The Lord never deviates from his word of honor. When he gives assurance for protection, the promise is executed in all circumstances." In all circumstances. So this is Satyavrata. "It is the duty of the pure devotee to be fixed in the discharge of the duty entrusted to him by the Lord or the Lord's bona fide representative, the spiritual master. The rest is carried out by the Lord without a break." So he's fixed, Krishna's fixed in his word of honor, his truthfulness. That if the devotee does what he's told according to the orders of his guru, according to the orders of Shastra, Krishna does the rest. Krishna looks after us. That is his promise. So, Vishnu is truth, Vishnu is satya, Vishnu is real. But Krishna, he's the biggest liar of all, isn't he? He's a big liar. He told Yashoda he didn't eat dirt. When Yashoda looked in his mouth, she found not just a few traces of dirt, she found all the dirt in the universe within his mouth. So he's a big liar. No, he's not a liar, because everything exists within him, including all the dirt within the universe, all the earth, water, fire, air, ether, everything in the universe eternally exists within him. If he happens to eat some dirt, that which appears to be external to him is not. It doesn't, in one sense, it doesn't go inside him. Of course, in his pastimes, again, just like Ram says, Atmanam manusham manye. I consider myself a human. So Krishna is also considering himself like a little baby and is afraid of the chastisement of Mother Yashoda. In this regard, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, commenting on Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 19, Text 10, discusses how even the bad qualities of Krishna, the qualities which are normally considered bad, in Krishna, they become delicious. I'm paraphrasing here, Vishwanath, of course, because I'm speaking in English. He wrote in Sanskrit. They become deliciously sweet, the bad qualities of Krishna. In him, Vishwanath says, lying, fear, greed, lust, and anger, lying, fear, greed, lust, anger, which are not desirable qualities in the jiva, they become great qualities in the Lord for nourishing the rasa and the Lord's affection for the devotee and their affection for him. And having lied, thieved, become inordinately angry, and so on, these transcendental qualities are recorded in Shastra, and they become a means by which the devotees, even the Atmarama, even those who are satisfied in themselves, itam bhuta guna hare, the qualities of the Lord attract even those who are situated in the self, and they become attracted to hear about this. Just consider this. We have sinful people, pious people. Above them are those striving for the transcendental platform. Then we have the Atmarama, one who's situated in happiness of himself. So the sinful behavior, lying, cheating, stealing, all these things, law way below the platform of the Atmarama. But the Atmarama, the self-realized soul, becomes attracted to hear about Krishna's lying, stealing, thieving, and becoming angry, becoming fearful, appearing to be an illusion. He becomes attracted to that. He's far, far above the attraction to these low qualities, but he becomes attracted to Krishna's lying. Because it's so relishable. Krishna's lying is the path to enter into the highest truth, the highest reality, satya. Because Krishna is always satya. He's always the ultimate highest truth. Baladev Vidyabhushan, commenting on this name, satya, giving a different understanding to any of the other extant commentators before him, is commenting on this series of names in terms of Krishna's winning over his various queens, and he gives the meaning of satya here as he who has satya bhama as his beloved wife. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, who is satya, the supreme ultimate truth, who is henpecked. Another undesirable quality, he's henpecked by Satya Bhama. You don't go out to a military campaign with your wife. And you just get in the way. Women, they stay at home and they do puja and pray for your victory. They don't go out on the battlefield. Or if they may go, they might, maybe, in a real exigency, they might be there cooking or something. But even just like we see Kurukshetra battle, women weren't anywhere near the battlefield. The cooking is done by men. Everything's done by men. Different roles for men and women. But Krishna's so henpecked, he had to take Satya Bhama with him. when he riding on the back of Garuda. She wanted to come for the fight. Just get in the way. But what can you do? Krishna loves her. He's Satya. We offer our respectful obeisances to that Satya, Lord of all truthfulness, who is the truth. Vantarakalpa tarubhyas charkipa sindhu vivacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha dante nitaya chunakang padayani patya kritvacha kakashuta medanam ravimi hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat koranga chandra charne kurutanu raga parivadatu jano yata Hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama nirtama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.